the source for this stuff. The adrenaline gland from a living human body.
It's a drug. It is a drug.
Adrenochrome. A substance extracted from a living human body. But could such a drug be real? According to numerous independent researchers, not only is it real, many of the Illuminati elite are addicted to it and will stop at nothing to satisfy their depraved demand.
Said it would take me higher than I'd ever been in my life.
Join me as we dive down the dark rabbit hole of adrenochrome.
She said to my ear, "I'm going to drink your blood."
Long before popular culture portrayed vampires as sexy heroes, stories of a monstrous nobility who craved human blood were very much real. Elizabeth Bathory, the notorious Blood Countess, was a 17th century Hungarian noblewoman who systematically murdered numerous young servant girls, not only bathing in, but consuming their blood.
The tortures went on. From bathing, it was only one step to drinking. Elizabeth would pierce the flesh of a victim, hoist her up to the rafters, then swallow the blood as it ran down.
Could there really be a sect among society that is actually addicted to blood? And if so, why? Deeper research shows the reason might lie in a certain hormone which floods our bodies during times of intense fear or excitement, adrenaline.
So adrenaline is a substance that your body releases into your bloodstream when you're in a potentially dangerous situation.
It's responsible for the fight or flight response in mammals, heightening senses and increasing strength and energy.
In some ways, the fear response gives us superhuman powers. You find that you're able to really concentrate. You're able to use muscular strength to an extent that otherwise would be impossible. Basically, these chemicals that cascade into our bloodstream and flood into our brain, they change the way we think and they change the way our bodies function. We don't feel pain.
In the right conditions, it can be exhilarating and downright addicting. Thus the term adrenaline junkies.
When we're experiencing something like a parachute jump, we're experiencing the same chemicals in our brain that a meth user experiences in their brain. So absolutely, you can become addicted to that sensation.
Whether human or animal, blood sacrifice has long been part of the rituals of many cultures. And it was discovered that after consuming the fresh, adrenaline-saturated blood of a terrified victim, participants would experience a type of high off of the adrenaline, which could include increased senses, hallucinations, and feelings of euphoria, sometimes assigning a supernatural causality to the effects. Eventually, the precise timing was worked out, so that the victim would be killed at the moment the maximum amount of adrenaline had been pumped into the body. This knowledge was passed down through secret societies, ancient mystery schools, and intergenerational satanic cults.
When they torture the children, it causes a physical reaction of the endomorphins in your body to just increase because of the terror and the pain. So when the Satanists drink the blood, they actually get like a chemical, a high, like a drug high from the blood of a tortured victim.
These entities are feeding off human energy. And one of the things that they do is when they're sacrificing somebody, the people with invisible light, the Satanists and the bloodlines, they'll drink the blood because when the terror reaches a certain point in the ritual, a certain adrenaline goes in the blood, which gives these people a high. I mean, sick is not the word. But on another level, an energetic level, the entities are feeding off the energy coming off of terror and fear.
Most satanic sacrifices include some consumption of the blood and possibly even body parts. Even more disturbingly, some of these groups make a point of preferring the blood of children, believing it to be more potent. Another reason the elite drink children's blood is for its known rejuvenating effects. Why do you think some of these old Illuminati Satanists live so long?
It turns out that drinking children's blood is an anti-aging device. This is just really sick and disgusting, but it's a fact. It's a chemical fact. And if you drink adrenalized children's blood, which is to say you terrorize the child, not just with sodomy, but with torture and with other satanic ritual things. If you adrenalize the child's blood before you kill them and drink their blood, this is a doubly effective anti-aging device. You can also harvest children's bone marrow. So children are being killed for their bone marrow as an anti-aging device for the elite. I don't make this stuff up. It's gone on throughout history. This is not new.
Today, many of the satanic elite are addicted to drinking adrenalized blood.
Any animal that is tortured at the time of its death secretes all this adrenochrome. And that is this power. So it's a drug. It is a drug. And these people are addicted to it. And because they call upon interdimensional demonic forces to help do their bidding, they also believe anyway that they have increased power, and perhaps they do.
Numerous survivors have attested to satanic sects engaging in ritualistic consumption of adrenalized blood, experiencing a high from the adrenaline.
When they go to murder a child, they make sure the child is terrified, so they pump the adrenaline through the blood. And they like to drink that blood, and they're addicted to adrenaline, a lot of them. So there's actually a science, when you analyze it, there's a science behind their madness.
According to researcher Kurth Barker, author of the book Cannibalism, Blood Drinking, and High Adept Satanism, well-organized cult members systematically abduct people, torture them to adrenalize their blood, harvest that blood, and drink it. He goes on to state that some professional harvesters acquire adrenalized blood to sell. Pop artists such as Kesha perform mock blood drinking rituals on stage. Adrenalized blood, however, is not the end. Like other addicts seeking a stronger hit, some prefer the purest, most potent form. Enter adrenochrome, the rumored secret Illuminati drug. Technically, it's a chemical compound produced in the human body when adrenaline oxidizes. It was first mentioned as a recreational drug obtained from a Satanist in Hunter S. Thompson's book, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Where'd you get this? Never mind, it's absolutely pure. What kind of monster client have you hooked up with this time?
Satanism freak.
I think there's only one source for this stuff. Adrenaline gland from a living human body.
I know. The guy didn't have any cash to pay me. He offered me human blood, said it would take me higher than I'd ever been in my life. But I was kidding. I told him I'd just as soon have an ounce or so of pure adrenochrome. Or maybe just a fresh adrenaline gland to chew on.
Some say his account was purely fictional. However, Thompson was an expert at combining fiction with heavy doses of truth. And Thompson certainly would know. He himself has been accused of being involved in snuff film operations for the Illuminati elite. In this raw form, adrenochrome is known to cause extreme hallucinations and feelings of empowerment and euphoria. How is the chemical extracted? A victim is terrorized, either being tortured or knowing they're going to be sacrificed, increasing the amount of adrenaline that is flowing through their body. They are then killed, and the adrenochrome is collected with a syringe from the base of the neck or spinal column. According to researcher and author Fritz Springmeier, a human victim only produces around 10 cc's of adrenochrome, so once it's collected, the drug can be sold on the deep black market and corners of the dark web at exorbitant prices. Pop culture has provided strong hints that this secretive drug could be a real thing. In his book A Clockwork Orange, English writer Anthony Burgess listed a substance called drenchrome as one of the drugs that could be added to his fictional Milk Plus. Stanley Kubrick later chose to make this as a film, and some researchers have speculated it's about adrenochrome. In 1982, British rock band Sisters of Mercy released a song called Adrenochrome, which mentions the mysterious substance several times. So what do you guys think? Was Hunter S. Thompson giving us a little dose of reality? Could this be the real reason behind all the legends of vampires and other blood drinkers? I'll be eager to see what you think in the comments. And as always, I want to thank my patrons at patreon.com for supporting this channel and these documentaries. Thanks for watching, and be sure to subscribe.